tips.
God, it'd be so cool to be able to palm a ball.
It's the rundown. Gonna hammer them out.
Boom!
It's brought to you by Truly. Truly Hard Seltzers, the OG in this hard seltzer revolution. We've been drinking them for a couple years now. They're the proud sponsor of the Barstool Classic and Foreplay and golfers everywhere. So if you're on the links, you're drinking Truly. You're at the beach, you're drinking Truly. You're locked down in your house, you're drinking Truly. It's warm out, drinking Truly. Cold out, drinking Truly. There's no rules to this shit anymore. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be, you know, a tropical thing. You can drink whenever, wherever, because it's, I mean, it's the new wave, man. This is one of my favorite, like, drink revolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like,
and it's getting back. It's getting close to drinking weather.
Mm-hmm. Weather's
starting
to peak
through.
It's gonna be like 50 degrees today.
Yeah.
So, if you're back on the course, oh, Mike, fumbles. Mikey Butterfingers.
What was that?
Did it break?
Just a straight up drop?
It's already broken.
Stationary to a drop. Like a trap door.
It was just like ding.
That's why you need to not have a case.
He's very like he's like a cat. Know. He's like bouncing around.
That's why you gotta go no case life. That would have been thrilling.
I went no case life, but...
And
Mike, don't go no case life. You're not a no case guy.
He's a bad influence.
I'm not a no case guy. I'm not a no case guy. It's fine.
When you drop it, it's like, ah!
Yeah, that's not for me.
But I have, but here's the thing. People will be like, oh, well, you have money now, so you can buy a new one. I was on
no
case life long ago.
Yeah.
Way long ago.
That's true.
I've been on the record.
It is powerful.
It's a thrill.
It's
completely a thrill to walk around and be like,
powerless.
If I drop this, it's going to shatter.
You know, I don't wear my seatbelt. I smoke cigarettes.
No.
I like to,
skydive.
I wear my seatbelt. I just give it a shot.
Dan
for
probably
a day.
Drinks and drives too. I heard he's a big time DUI guy.
Listen, that's not
big
funny.
Time drunk driver.
Text and
well,
drives.
Well, I'd have to drink first to be able to.
Well, and if
well,
you,
I drink
if
Truly,
you,
yeah.
If you do drink
that,
Truly,
sure
drink it responsibly. Never get behind the wheel, and get yourself some Truly Hard Seltzers. We're gonna repeat yesterday's rundown because.
Who cares?
That's what we're gonna do here.
Bigger and better.
So
yeah, we got new topics too.
Yeah, we got some new fresh meat. But we will start, even though you did it yesterday. I think it's just gaining more and more steam. Dr. Seuss is a racist. So 6 of his books are no longer being published. The 2 big ones being, and I didn't read these ones, but I guess these are the popular ones. If I Had a Zoo and To Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street.
Where is the racism?
So here's the thing. A lot of people, of course, this has become cancel culture and PC snowflakes and all that shit.
Yeah, that's the most annoying part about this. It's not like the Dr. Seuss. If you show me and it's like, okay, clearly this is antiquated thinking, I'm fine with it.
But
now it just gives everyone else a reason to bitch and moan and be like, they're taking away
yes.
my Dr. Seuss.
Right.
The people who say that, you don't fucking care about
they
Dr.
Don't.
Seuss.
They don't. They do not care. These are books that you either didn't read or you're certainly not reading now. It does not impact your life. And I don't think anybody's actually... And also, this is not new. He's been, like, criticized for this for many years. If I told you what the cartoons were, I can't believe there's... Like, I don't think anybody actually looked up what the cartoons were. There's one with a white guy with a whip with a black guy.
Oh, that's not good.
Can't do that.
This is like J.K. Rowling when she put, like, one Jew in her book and named him Goldstein.
Yeah,
and made him run the banks.
So then, not only did he have his books, but then he also just used to draw cartoons separately.
Okay.
And then these were, like, overtly racist.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
N-words
so
and blackface.
It's like a Gucci sweater.
I'm cool with that not being around.
Yeah, that's my main thing.
That's
is
fine.
Like, so at the end of the day, this is, like, 6 books. They're leaving, you know, he has like 50,000 other books.
Green Eggs and Ham and all that shit.
All the classics are good. 6 of them are just not being published anymore. They're all pretty bad and racist.
Who cares?
Also, it's the Dr. Seuss family doing this. It's not like they are being canceled.
They self-canceled.
And Vice was telling me there's like a quote from his son being like, I knew that he regretted this. Like in his later years in life, he was like, ah, those cartoons suck. I wish I never published them.
Okay.
So... If everybody wanted this done,
yeah.
And I really think the huge difference, too, is like when you try to cancel a comedian for telling jokes to adults who are like, I can mm-hmm. tell if that's a joke and what's right and wrong. If kids are reading books and looking at pictures and they're not going to be able to think like, well, those are old cartoons, which at one point were acceptable, but now no longer are. These little kids are just going to see weird images. Just take them out. It's not that big of a fucking deal. Mm-hmm. It's just not the, like, assault on freedom of speech and expression that I think people are
characterizing. I also think that the fact that he took ownership of it while he was alive kind of, like, it doesn't give everybody who discovers it after the fact the right to, like, crucify him again
right.
and
right.
again and again. Like,
right.
that's your new realization of it. And if
right.
he
it's
had
like
a
he already came to it.
Yeah, and then came to
it's
light.
It's just a bunch of people bitching online. I'm so sick of it. I'm getting up to here.
up to my eyeballs.
I am.
What are you going to do when it boils over?
I'm going to fucking give up and just walk away from all of it. It's just like...
I can't wait to do that,
the
man.
Daily culture wars are so exhausting and so stupid.
Everyone keeps being like, you're going to get canceled one day. And I'm like, I know.
I
need it to happen once I've made enough money. But when I get canceled, I'll be like, okay, now I don't have to make the choice to retire. You made it for me.
Yeah, here's a little pro tip for any parents out there. Kids, memorize the books before they can read. I'm sure you've had this, Kevin. So before they can memorize, like my son's starting to memorize the books, make sure you skip a couple pages so that he doesn't, because then he'll be like, wait, why did you, like, he'll start yelling at me, like, you skipped a page. Like, if I read the whole book, you memorize the whole book.
Yeah.
But I've skipped pages, so he doesn't even know.
I hate those dumb parents who are like, my kid can read. I'm like, your kid can remember, bro. Your kid can remember. Fuck you.
My kid calls everything hot. Everything. He fucking puts an ice cube in his mouth. Hot.
Wait till the summer, dude.
I actually think, like, what if he's an X-Men?
And maybe it does feel hot to him.
Yeah, right. Like, maybe what if in, like, 10 years, he's like, yo, you guys, like, burn my tongue every day.
Mm.
This was abuse.
Shay drew a picture for me the other day. She goes, she's like, Dad, I drew you something. I'm like, what is it? She goes, it's a dying flower.
Oh, damn.
It's a fucking black flower, like, all wilted. I was like, thanks, you psycho. How about, like, a rainbow or some shit? Jesus Christ.
This flower has been paved over by a Walmart parking lot. It's
like the most
commentary on our culture.
Child ever done. She might be Banksy though, if she's having commentary.
Maybe it's art, bro.
Dude,
Kim Kardashian better watch the fuck out.
She ever been to England? She might be Banksy.
They're all over the
she
place.
Might be Banksy, dude. Oh what my if God, she's Banksy. That would be so sick.
That would be the craziest
thing. That's what
thing
I need
ever.
Banksy to do is like co-sign this shit and we'll sell it for zillions. It's actually a 5-year-old girl who's a shitty
X-Man
flower.
And fucking Kevin's daughter's
the graffiti artist.
Banksy.
Yeah, we just were superhumans. What are you gonna say? Man.
That's a way out. Just have a kid just float you. Just
isn't that
rich
the dream
ass kid?
To have your kid finally, you know, your kid go pro or your I would definitely be one of those like parents, like, and I'd be like Ray Allen's mom, like in the fucking crowd, being like, "Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah.
Like, money in my way.
Your kid does shoe resale.
Check.
They just fucking make a ton of money for
I
you.
I take a bunch of steroids. And everyone be like, do you see his fucking dad? He's huge."
The Nike kid was the other story from yesterday that we're repeating because we don't care. I guess the internet ran with that one, and there are some like facts that aren't true, but facts don't matter.
What facts?
A good story.
What facts? This kid sucks.
Yeah, he totally sucks.
He sucked before.
Totally. When you're West Coast
Joe, his mom was like helping him. He sucked because he is part of the problem with all these shoes, where it's like people like us want to buy the new shoes. We want to buy on the sneakers app. We can't because a bunch of bots steal them all, and then they flaunt it in everyone's face, and they mark it up.
Was that kid using bots to do all that?
Yeah, obviously, right?
Using bots. Sounds like he got some access. Like now, I will. It's like the one thing was the one pair in question was the off-white fives, which was like the hardest pair to get, and he had a picture with like hundreds of them. Apparently, he did just buy all those on the secondary market, like we all would have to. He just put the cash out. Whatever. No, he didn't. His mom got them for him.
What about the Marty McFly? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see those? He's like, I found these three rare pairs of shoes in a warehouse.
I'm like, come on now, dude. Yeah, fuck off. Now, here was the one thing that did arise. People were like, I actually kind of feel bad for the mom because while I think she was just radically stupid and let her, like, probably spoiled kid run around and do dumb shit, I do think it sucks to have your 25-year career. I mean, it disappeared in a heartbeat. And then people were like, oh, she was totally in on it. Now, if that woman risked her job as the GM of North America of Nike for this resale business, then she is literally the stupidest person ever. But I think it's more likely that she was just
a very supportive mother.
And being like, I want to keep my son happy. Right. Here's the credit card.
Right.
Go do whatever you want,
Joseph.
He's
doing great things.
Yes.
He's loving his entrepreneurial shit.
Because they did say that she disclosed it to Nike in 2018. They were like, my son does do some resale. They probably didn't know the scope of it. They probably didn't know what was going on. But it was, like, mentioned, and then I think it got out of control. But, I mean, I also think she quit right away because I think if you dig deeper, there's probably a lot, like, more,
smart.
Right?
What is their household like now, though? Are they just both loafing around?
Well, not loafing. They have six shoes.
What are they even going to do with those shoes, though? Is he just, like, he has to still sell them, right? Like, he needs to sell every shoe?
Yeah, I mean, that's maybe that should be his, like, punishment is he got to sell all his sneakers for, like...
Face value.
Yeah, not even undervalue, under cost, you know? Kicks under cost.
He's got to crease all his J's.
He's just got to sit there and just bend the toe. that would
be great. Holy shit.
People get more mad at him for that.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
He should just, he really, honestly, if you want to get out of this, like, donate all your sneakers to charity or sell them and then donate the money. Yeah. What else?
Fucking Terry Bradshaw.
This is crazy. This is one of those stories. I thought this was like an urban legend. I thought it was made up. Frank the Tank then showed me the proof from like old school newspapers. Terry Bradshaw in like, was it 83, 81?
1983.
He got surgery and I guess checked into the hospital under an alias to keep a low profile. And the assumed name he used in 83 was Tom Brady.
That's fucking crazy.
This is like, what's it called? Lincoln's secretary was Kennedy, and Kennedy's was Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. And Kennedy drove Lincoln. Just, and
you hear
Lincoln
the new one with, there was that book written like this year about a time traveler named Barron who was going to, and then there was a president named Trump.
Who? Barron
like,
Trump?
All this shit.
Wait, what? Whole ass fucking Barron Trump?
His Barron voice is the funniest thing ever.
That is great.
Just being it's like a whole 11 feet joke. Tall, Barron height 9/11. And he just is massive and has massive vocal cords in his lowest book.
When you flip into that,
yo,
it honestly
it's so good.
It
he does
sounds
the whole
like
thing
it's like you got voiceover.
Like a voice
if I saw that on video, I'd be like, no, they edited that.
The only comfortable chair in Washington, D.C. is Abe Lincoln's lap for Barron because he's so fucking big.
We have a whole
running thing.
Somebody better like get that kid doing a mic and drill. Like, start working out, man.
He's a soccer player.
He's Peter Crouch.
But yeah, this is some weird time traveler shit. And the funniest thing is Terry Bradshaw, everyone's like, oh, how did this come to light? I'm like, how did it take so long for this to come to light?
Well, he doesn't remember.
But that's the thing. He was probably shit-faced. Blacked out from 83 to, like, 97.
Holy he didn't know shit. What name he gave him.
Dude, this is Illuminati
and there's
type
multiple,
shit.
There's multiple newspaper articles. The other one says that he used, like, the full name Thomas Brady.
What?
But
a
I mean,
backstory.
What, like, wow.
Terry Bradshaw looks like more of a Tom Brady than Tom Brady does, though, honestly. It's like an old name.
Well, Tom Brady in 01 looked like Tom Brady.
Yeah,
Tom
yeah.
Brady now looks like fucking Zoolander.
Or like Alejandro,
yes.
Like fucking
he looks
like
a soccer player
or
now.
Some shit. Yeah. Yeah, just like a handsome Spanish man or some
right.
shit.
Terry Bradshaw with his, like, you know, haircut with his, like, home scissors looks
right.
like
a Tom Brady. Just
but,
like,
yeah, man, just some wacky, like, what the fuck are the chances? What the fuck are the chances?
Insane.
And I know, I mean, Tom Brady, it's not like he picked some wildly unique name, but it's still kind of specific. I don't know any other Tom Brady's, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if it
like
was like
weird
Joe
if he was
Smith,
like
then okay.
Tim Biaka Batuka or whatever.
What a pull that was.
Yeah, like something like yeah. that.
Tim Biaka Batuka. Throwback.
Yeah, but.
To Jonna Carter some shit.
But I could see Tom Brady being like Joe Burrow at the hospital or something like
yeah.
that. Quarterbacks'
Imagine.
Names are just quarterbacks' names.
Yeah,
it's
they
like
are.
A secular, you're
true
like
story.
Born into a name.
There's
if you're
a million Mats. Like, you just pick a Matt.
Mac
Matt.
Jones or some shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, you're a
Malcolm Gladwell shit with the names, right?
Yeah.
It's just like your name.
You're born into
you
it.
I don't remember anything, man. I don't remember the topics at all. The kid in the Zion clip is playing ball now, D1
Hilarious.
Ball. Yeah. That the famous clip of like this little fucking when Zion was in high school. This kid must have been what, 5'9", 120. He
yeah.
looked like Lil Sass, and he's clapping in Zion's face. The thing about that clip is like, Zion ended up getting fouled. Zion like rolls his eyes and he's like, "Yo, give me the ball." He needed to like dunk on that
yeah,
fucking kid.
Yeah, it's also crazy to think like that kid played against Zion, and Zion's been in the NBA for 2 years.
And this kid's
and he's just going
pro.
To college,
right? Or just going to college. I think it's like. Charleston Southern State University
it's
or something.
It's such a
so,
funny clip.
Even Zion's look at the kid like, what the
Zion
fuck
Zion even
this?
Said, like, he respected him because they were kicking the shit out of him.
You know,
and he was trying to, like, get
do?
Everyone.
But, like, you know, okay. He
there was the one
him,
comedian
like,
who said that watching Zion play against high school kids was like watching a White Lives Don't Matter clip or something like that. It's like if you want to cleanse your palate against police brutality videos.
But here,
Zion,
we're dominating him.
Zion Williamson
yeah, he was
play against
man.
These little-ass high school
it's been
kids.
So much fun.
He's
playing on easy mode.
And you know what? I'm always so impressed with, like, they do – that's how you know you're truly great. Because then he did transition to the next level and then the next level with real competition.
Yeah,
because
right.
you figure you spend your whole high school career just dominating people. How are you actually going to be ready for, like, real competition? But
he's playing incredible this year, too. Like, he's playing
he's
so well.
He's finally putting it together.
Yeah,
he's
like
averaging, like, almost 30 points over the last month or something
yeah.
like that. He's just playing out of his mind.
Finally is, like, the truth that he was, you know, kind of built up to be.
Yeah, and he could have gone. I mean, if they didn't have the one-and-done rule, he could have gone pro right away. He would have gone pro right
are
away.
Are they getting rid of that
bit.
Or what?
I think they are.
They keep saying that, but like, are they? You know what I mean?
Like, there's already guys who are in like the G League now that would have been top prospects mm-hmm. that'll get drafted yeah, out of the G League.
Yeah, there's like two guys who are going to be in the top 10 this year that are G League guys.
Bad for college ball, though.
I know
like,
it is.
Like the idea of, it's one thing if the one and done rule is in effect, but the fact that people were like, I'll just go to the G League instead
and get paid
of playing college.
There's like a minimum.
That's, but actually, that's why they should get rid of the one and done.
Yeah, because that's
because,
stupid.
Right, you just let kids go to the pros, right. And then you'll actually be like old school college basketball where, you know, the
kids
will be,
on clip.
Yeah, what about the teams will be like four, you know, 4 year starters
what
and
about,
shit like that.
Why don't we just let like 16-year-olds go pro? Why don't we do it like baseball? You can sign
or
like
soccer,
these Dominicans,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, if you
like,
if,
would you? Somebody would have nabbed the like the ball boys when they were like LaMelo when he was 15.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty.
Yeah, there's a
cool.
kid in Michigan. Fuck, what's
that
his
seven
name?
Foot kid? The seven
no.
foot white kid?
There's like a kid in Michigan who I've literally been hearing about. I think he's still a junior. Bates is it Bates?
He's not one of the freak kids, is he? I think I know who you're talking about. The one who's like 9 feet tall.
He's
like,
a junior.
Looks like,
oh, no, not a Marfan.
I remember
the Marfan kid is unbelievable.
Yeah. Tape of him when he was a freshman, and I've like heard about him so much that like he definitely. What's his name?
One sec.
But then people would have gotten on. Remember Seventh Woods, and he was supposed to be incredible.
Yeah.
And then he was like, what did he like? He was at NC State for 4 years.
Do you remember when? What?
Imani, yeah.
Bates.
Imani Bates,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Again, with the name.
I've
like,
been fucking, I swear to God, I saw
six,
my first.
Eight, swingman. I, mean,
I saw, like, the first highlight, like, 3 years ago. He's still
dude,
a junior.
17, dude.
Yeah.
He's born in 04.
Right, right. So
I mean,
he would have been, like, someone would have drafted him already.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, he's sick.
I think, yeah, why not? Let these guys invest in these kids, like, from when they're born.
Oh, man, he's jammed on that kid.
Do you remember when, like, Kobe...
Just buying a nut like
Kobe
it's horse racing?
At, when Kobe was at Lower Merion, do you remember, like, there was a bunch of names that were floating around? Do you remember that?
What do you mean?
There was kids from, like, Coatesville and a bunch of names of, like... I think Rip Hamilton was from Coatesville, maybe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
And then there was another... I want to say, like, some name, Earl something, or Weaver. Fuck, what was his name? I just remember there was, like, a whole bunch of high school kids from that area. And I remember being in on, like, high school hoops because of Kobe. I'm, like, reading up on all of them.
Yeah. Really?
These kids were, like, you know, fucking children. It's wild, man.
It is insane.
Last topic. Ah, fuck, let's go to the after show. You went to the fucking hockey game with Frank the Tank.
It was incredible.
Frank. Well, I guess we'll leave here around 4:30. We'll take the train over from Penn Station to Secaucus. I take an Uber from Secaucus to my home. I'll drop my computer off. At home, get in my car, and then off to the, I wouldn't say Nork's exactly beautiful, but off to Nork to see the Devils play the Islanders.
Woohoo!
I mean, what an experience. That's a bucket. Come on down, Frank. That's a bucket list experience right there.
I said on Monday that I can't remember what came up, but I was like, I don't really have FOMO anymore because, like, I'm old and who cares? You know what I mean? Like on
you've
the weekend,
you've done everything you want to do.
Right?
Whatever,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I missed out on that. Okay, whatever. But I had FOMO last night. I texted Ron in the middle of St. Peter's, like, dude, I am so
you know
jealous.
What? It's not even that you went to a hockey game with Frank. You experienced New Jersey transit with Frank because
well,
that is what Frank's
going to a game, the first game you've been to in forever. Like,
I mean,
we all haven't been to sporting events.
The jersey.
Saw Ralph.
I saw Ralph.
You got to meet Ralph?
Ralph? No, I didn't meet him, but he had a sideways hat walking his dog on like
cool
a fucking
like a sideways like baseball cap.
Yes,
like,
it was incredible.
Like Malibu's
most
wanted.
He wears his hat like this.
No way. Like unironically.
Every day he does?
Yeah.
Frank, I think you should do that too. That's a good look. The backwards hat for you is a good look.
Frank, did you have fun?
It was fun. It was nice to get out to the arena. Of course, it wasn't like the normal experience. The half the concessions are closed. Including the nacho stand and the popcorn stand, two of my favorites.
How do you fucking close the nacho stand?
There were, like, no stands open. They didn't even have cheesesteak egg rolls. It was bullshit.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
We had chicken tenders.
No salt, right?
No salt.
Right?
But the one thing I gotta say about the nacho stand is their hot dogs might be among the worst hot dogs.
Really?
They are
terrible. What's the rating?
It's hard to fuck up a hot dog.
Oh, it's a strikeout.
Oh,
no.
Is it backwards K?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a terrible hot dog. And they should honestly bring in Frank to be, like, their hot dog consultant.
Sure.
Because he's a superstar at
the
stadium.
He walks
around and people literally buy him sodas like he's the fucking man. Like, they're coming up to him being like, hey, can I buy you a soda?
Here's a 64-ounce Coke.
Now, the only thing that was a problem is yesterday is we parked in the parking deck. And fortunately, the land bridge was open to getting out of the arena, which put us on the fourth floor of the parking deck. The elevator's out.
The elevator was broken.
Oh, fuck, Frank.
It was bullshit. And we had to park on the roof. So if the land bridge wasn't open, we would have literally been fucked.
I think you guys would have turned around. I think they'd be like, well, we're not going to the game today.
Yeah, they repossess our car. Frank's car.
Frank,
car.
Man, I got to tell you, you're looking great. You trimmed down big time.
Big time.
I mean,
I got a couple pictures of you when you're just sitting at your desk. You look like, a different human.
You're getting your steps in every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How many steps yesterday?
About 7,000.
Wow. Good Fuck for you, yes. man.
Let's go, boy.
You're dominating, Frank. Dude.
Hell yes. The Devils lost.
Of course.
Frank's in the building, so.
2-1. When the Devils go on a power play, they have this thing. It's the PSG&G power play. Well, what they should do is they should be. It's New Jersey Transit power play. You go nowhere. They should call it the New Jersey Transit power play. Because it just stays around, it goes backwards, and never gets anything done. the guy had the puck behind the net and just standing there for like 30 seconds, like, will you move and do something?
Some might even say they're incompetent.
Frank, I also want to compliment you. I noticed my friend Roan said the second quarter instead of period. You didn't correct him.
Yeah,
that was nice of you. That was really nice of you.
I haven't been to sports in so long. Yeah.
Hockey's the only one that uses periods.
Right.
Shit. Yeah, I forgot that. But wait, Frank, tell them what the state flag of New Jersey should be.
A broken elevator.
That's actually fucking funny. The state symbol is a broken elevator.
Or a broken escalator.
Broken escalator.
Very funny.
You go to New Jersey Transit, it's incredible how many escalators and elevators are always out of service.
Frank, everywhere. I'm gonna give you a thought experiment, though, okay? Because I do this as well. I think it's human nature to do, like, man, it's always broken. Next time everything works perfectly, just take a mental note and be like, that was really nice. I do that every now and then. I'm like, hey, you know what? The train was on time. Everything was perfect.
Oh, fuck
just
that,
remember
damn.
That.
Frank
just
remember the good things in life. Fuck that.
I'm just saying. Just
Frank said one
experiment.
Time he was arriving late to his train, and as the guy pulled off, the NJ Transit worker flipped him off as the train was going away. He said he flipped him off. That's a lifetime grudge.
Just
never
the most
them.
Miserable people on earth. Yeah. Just all getting together on a train.
I mean, New Jersey Transit, if you end up dying, go to hell. I think your ride to hell is on New Jersey Transit train. Jersey Transit is the absolute worst! I'm not going to get to my game now because they are incompetent! Incompetent!
You want to take us out with a little song? You got anything on deck?
Let's see. New Jersey Transit, we barely function on a daily basis. New Jersey Transit, we're going nowhere very fast. We suck. If you get us, you're out of luck.
Ooh,
and you're not going anywhere. New Jersey Transit, our trains are older than dirt. New Jersey Transit, we won't fix them. We'll just watch them crumble. New Jersey Transit.